integration. To boost cross-border trade and economic growth in the region, the East African Community, EAC, 8 partner states, have been urged to eliminate all physical and non-physical barriers to transportation. Speaking Friday, in Mombasa during the ministerial session of the 19th EAC Sectoral Council on Transport, Communications and Meteorology, Kenya's Cabinet Secretary, CS, for Roads and Transport, Davis Churcha, underscored the role of transportation in facilitating the movement of people, goods, services, and resources as well as improving access to local and international markets. Transport, communication, and meteorology, these sectors are the key drivers of our economies, the channels through which the heart of trade, information, and services flow, connecting our nations and our people, stated C.S. Churcha. He added that removing physical and non-physical barriers to effective transportation would directly impact the economic and social development of EAC countries. Churcha emphasized the critical role of digitalization in promoting connectivity and economic growth, noting that in the contemporary digital age, communication is the bridge that connects all nations and entities, transcending geographical boundaries. It is through effective communication systems that we can share knowledge, foster innovation and build a cohesive community, said the CS. He stated that accurate and timely meteorological data are essential for planning and protecting infrastructure, agriculture, and communities. This council provides an excellent platform for us to discuss and devise strategies to enhance our communication networks, ensuring that no corner of our region remains isolated, he said. Consequently, let us use this forum to strengthen our meteorological cooperation and build resilience against the challenges posed by climate change. C.S. Churcha reaffirmed Kenya's commitment to developing and maintaining relevant and robust infrastructure, laws and regulations that enable effective communication, mitigate climate change, foster trade and facilitate seamless movement across EAC borders. The EAC Deputy Secretary General, DSG, in charge of infrastructure, productive, social and political sectors, Andrea Maluth, said that the main purpose of investing in infrastructure development along the northern and central transport corridors is to facilitate people's movement. A section of the Kenyan delegates in attendance during the 19th meeting of the Sectoral Council on Transport, Communication and Meteorology at a Mombasa hotel. The investment will also enhance intra-regional trade, which is still low and currently stands at 15%. Intra-regional trade in Europe, Asia and Latin America ranges at over 60%. Intra-regional trade can promote economic integration and development within a regional economic community, as well as increase trade flows and reduce dependence on external markets, said Maluth. He disclosed that partner states are pushing on with projects to actualize the East African Railways network connected through the Standard Gauge Railway. A total of 1,120 kilometers of SGR is operational in Kenya and Tanzania. A further 1,100 kilometers is undergoing construction in Tanzania and about 4,000 kilometers is under project preparation in all partner states. The EAC will harmonize the standards to ensure seamless operations across the regional network, said Maluth. To achieve seamless connectivity of the railway system, he added, synergy must be built in joint resource mobilization to ensure there are no gaps that would render the program ineffective. For East Africa to cope with climate change and improve the safety of air transport, the DSG stated that it must equip itself with automatic weather stations and adopt quality management systems for aeronautical meteorological services. So far, 5 radar stations and over 30 automatic weather stations have been added to the regional network, he said. The modernization of meteorological services also depends on the institutional frameworks and currently, only 3 countries have autonomous agencies responsible for meteorological and hydrological services. It is important that the region moves as one in this respect, added the DSG. Also present at the meeting that was conducted in a hybrid manner was Dukon Dikundane, Minister for Infrastructure, Equipment and Social Housing, Burundi, Dr. Jimmy Gasor, Minister of Infrastructure, Rwanda, Dennis Londo, Deputy Minister Foreign Affairs, Tanzania, and Godfrey Baluku, Minister of State ICT and National Guidance, Uganda. Representing ministers at the meeting were Captain David Subek Dada, Director General of South Sudan Civil Aviation Authority, South Sudan, and Mr. Said Mohamed Ahmed, Director General and Director of Finance and Administration, Federal Republic of Somalia.